Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Lamed Dalet in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi in the Mul of Alocha Dalet, starting the first line in the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the end of the Mishnah from Daf Lamed Dalet that says over there someone who's Magdish Nechosov, yes, and within his nechasa, within his assets, there are things that are right to mizbeach. Like what? Like wine, like oil, like oifois, birds. So Blaza says you're going to sell all of them for the purpose of oila. Meaning with the money you'll buy oila. Says the Gemara, what's the reasoning of Rav Blaza? Why do you have to sell the birds and don't use the birds themselves for oila? It says in the pasuk, "Daber la'aroyim ve'elbonov asher akrivu la'Hashem le'oilo." You learn from the pasuk, "Hakol korev oilo." That's the pasuk we mentioned in the previous amud. That's Rabbi Shua that says that if you have animals, you have zvachim, you give it to oilo. But now, why not oifris? Continues the Gemara, because it says the next pasuk, "Lutzoinchem tomim zocher." It needs to be without a blemish and a male. Yechol afilu oifris tomud loyma ba'bokor. Loy oifris. It says clearly in the pasuk bakbok or bakfasim ba'izim, referring to animals, not birds. The birds you don't bring as a oila. And this Reb Chaim mentioned in the Mishnah. This Reb Elazar is not Reb Elazar that we mentioned before, that he held that even animals you sell. This is Reb Elazar ben Shemoyah that agrees to Rabbi Shua that the animals you do bring in the mizbeach, but oifris birds are excluded. So it says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu ve'aboyim barachiyo avu yasin. They're sitting down ve'amrin. They ask the question. Taman, earlier we learned, Omar Abiyachon, Tamar de Rab Shimon. What was the reason Rab Shimon said that a person who brings a nekeva, female, for an oilo, he has a gedusha, sheken nekeva shebeoiv ksheru lavoi oilo? Because you do find somewhere that a female can be kosher oilo. That's why even if a carbon, an animal, is a female, even though she cannot be oilo, still has gedusha. So more is bothered if they're the only because you have a potential of a bird. You say has a gedusha. So here, they have the actual bird. Why doesn't it have Gdusha Saguf? That you'll not be able to redeem it. Why do you say that it only has Gdusha Dami, meaning it only belongs to Hegdish, but it doesn't have a Gdusha of Gdusha Saguf? And here he says, you just sell the bird? It goes like the Shita of Shmuel Meshem Azeira said, Kol she'ino yichola likor v'lohi v'loy domeo. Something that in itself doesn't become a carbon. Or the money, if you sell it, the money doesn't become a carbon. You can't use the money for the carbon. So then the din is, with the medal and with base, lo'ikotsho elehek dish domim. It will not have gdusha seguf, only gdusha of domim of money. So Gemara continues to explain. V'omat yoyis, really here it's understood. La'krivo et yochol, you can't be makriv these birds. When a person was makdish his house, techtiva bokor, it says clearly only animals. You can't redeem it. There's no such thing as redeeming a bird. An animal has a blemish you can redeem, but a bird you can never redeem. That's the reason that in our Mishnah, the birds have a Gdusha of Domi, they only belong to Hegdish, the Bedek Abayis, but they don't have Gdusha Zaguv, they're not Korbanis. The Gemara now goes back to the sugi that we had before in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Today we saw that Shimon ben Yehuda says, in the name of Shimon, that someone who's Magdish, a female, either to Oilo, or to Pesach, or to Osham, doesn't have Kedusha, it doesn't do Tumura. What's the understanding in Rav Shimon ben Yehuda? Some of Chavirai B'Shir Rabbi Yochanan, the friends and name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Aivu Barnag Yoma Kumi Rav Yehilo B'Shir Rabbi Yochanan, Taimo Dehin Tanya, the reasoning of this Mandomar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'in kol behim otmeo shel yakrivu imena korban la'Hashem. It says a korban you can't bring in front of Hashem, and it says tmeo. The word tmeo is extra. Why have to tell me tmeo? If you can't bring it to korban, of course it's tame. Why have to tell me it's tmeo? Ma tomu loma tmeo? El afil tmeo be'oiso Hashem. I mean, it's not roi for this specific korban, like a female. Female is not roi to be an oilo or an osham. So it's not going to be, it doesn't have a kedusha. Because it's not roi lois Hashem for this specific korban. So the more of a kasha bedoho, I can explain that in this pasuk. Chti ve'emid ve'erich. The pasuk says ve'emid ve'erich. Hamona na'arocho is only so that it has a kedusha, but lost the kedusha. Like a balmum, meaning it has a blemish. So an animal was kosher, and then it had a blemish. You do hamona va'arocho. Meaning you have to make, you have to stand, you have to make it stand, and then you have to value to see what how much it's worth. But here you say he has no kedusha. That's what you learn in the pasuk. So why it says vehemid vehemich? Continues the Gemara with another attempt to explain this pasuk. Rav Zeir b'Shem Rav Lozor Lori Marken. He doesn't dash in this way. He dash in differently. He dash in this pasuk, this drasha, not to explain Rav Shimon Yehuda that we saw in Nevelim Beis and Beis, but to explain Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that a female does become kaddish for oila, not for Hashem, but yes for oila. So how did he dash in? So again, Rav Zeir b'Shem Rav Lozor Lori Marken Elavim Kol Behemot Tmeo. So it says the word tmeo. What does it come to tell you? Only something which is always excluded. You will never be used to as a korban. Never. Like by Asham. You'll never have a female Asham. So it doesn't have any kedusha. It doesn't do tmura. Tmura is just a way to define something as kaddish. Only something that has kedusha as a goof can do tmura, can be exchanged for another animal. Well, we take away a female regarding korban oilo, shebe oif, shabi sheni really korv kan, really korban welcome acher. We do find a oilo nekevo, a female oilo, by a bird. So even though here by animals you'll never have a korban oilo female, but by birds you will have. So there is such a thing. So when the pasuk tells you behemah tmeah means that's tmeah always universal in every single case it will now be roy to be a korban. So continues the one devil medem with aleph. So they asked for Rav Zeiro. Animal that had a relationship with a human being, either with a man or with a woman. You can't bring it as a carbon. It's possible a carbon. You never could bring animals that were Reveah nearby to the Mizbeach. But an animal is Reveah nearby, does that Kedush as a goof, and does create tomorrow. And you just said something that will never become Kaddish doesn't have Kedush as a goof. I'm only talking something which is physically can be a korban. It's a female. It has a mum, it has a blemish. But a reveh avenir, but the animal is going to be a korban, just as an outside factor that stops it from being a korban, being reveh avenir. Only something which is compared to tmeo, to an animal tame, which is physically not possible to be a korban, that's when you have this rule. Says the Gemara, but still, the kasha, but I still have a question. According to you, this pasuk is telling me things that can never become kedusha as a goof because they're not really to be covered anywhere. So why does it say hamod v'aracho? Same question we had before. Hamod v'aracho, making the animal stand and valuing it, it's only when it has kedusha as a goof. And you're saying this does not have kedusha as a goof. So why does it mention hamod v'aracho? Tamara Pulda mentions over here that even though the Gemara does not answer it, there is a Tano, and Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that holds the Be'ima Tumeo does have Hamod V'Arocha, and that's how we will have explanation in the Pasuk according to that Tano. With this, we conclude Yushal Mishkolim Daf Lamed Dalet.